The second bit of confusion was about God and money. I did not know if it was anti-God to want to be rich. I even wondered if poor people were going to heaven and the rich were not. This confusion between God and money haunted me. At a summer church camp, I found the answer. The church brought in a young youth minister just for the summer. I still remember the day he walked into camp. All the older church leaders gasped as he walked in with a guitar slung on his back, wearing blue jeans, a t-shirt, and cowboy boots. Let me remind you, this was Hawaii in the early 1960s, and the only people we saw dressed like that were juvenile delinquents in the movies. Naturally, the kids liked him immediately. Instead of preaching and telling us what to do and what not to do, he led us in song and dance. Instead of being taught to feel bad or guilty, we learned to feel good about ourselves. The head minister of the church looked and dressed like a dried-up string bean. He often grumpily warned us of the potential evils of the flesh. So when this young, happy youth minister arrived, the tension between the two men was evident. During one of our evening bonfires, I asked my usual questions about money. The older minister started in about the love of money being the root of all evil and that it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it was for a rich man to go to heaven. I felt my spirit sink as I felt guilty about wanting to be a rich man. The youth minister had a different take on the subject of God and money. He told us the story of the rich man and his three servants, known as the parable of the talents, which comes from the book of Matthew. The story goes that before the rich master went on a journey, he gave his three servants some money, talents. To one he gave 5 talents, another 2 talents, and the third 1 talent. The one who received 5 talents immediately traded and turned his 5 talents into 10 talents. The one with 2 talents made 2 more talents. The servant who received only 1 talent dug a hole in the ground and buried it. When the master returned, he said to the servants who doubled their money, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." At this point in the story, the youth minister said, "Notice the words, 'Enter into the joy of your master.' What do you think this means?" A few of us fumbled around attempting to answer the question. Finally, a young girl said, "Our master wants us to be rich. Our master is happy when we are rich, when we share in his world of plenty." The youth minister smiled, but he did not answer. Instead, he said, "Let me read to you what the servant who buried his talents said." With that, he put down his guitar, opened his Bible, and read the servant's response. "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours."